Welcome back, my friend, to another exciting episode of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Also, archivist at TheSarahPayum.com, where we continue to expose the why and behind-the-scenes information as to what is happening in the world. We go into the agenda of the deep state, what they believe, Mystery Babylon, the history, and why all these things are happening. And more recently, of course, pastor at the uncensored.church website. Check it out if you haven't yet, even if you're an atheist like I used to be. With that said, I have a lot of bad news for you today, and unfortunately, you don't want to skip this because you're going to need to know to survive what's coming. Let's dive in.
Late nights digging up the dirty secrets of the deep state. That's our family time these days. And you never know it to look at my skin. No bags, less wrinkles. The secret? The new revolutionary C60 infused facial cream. Time Stop. It's the world's most powerful, long-lasting, time-stopping beauty cream on the market today. Time Stop infuses your skin with nutrients that revitalize and hydrate without causing redness or irritation. It smooths wrinkles, softens skin, and improves elasticity, turning back time to make you feel great about looking in the mirror. Plus, it deep cleans and destroys acne to improve your complexion. The deep state has its secrets. I have mine. Try Time Stop today at redpillliving.com/timestop. Time Stop is made in small batches to ensure the highest possible quality, which makes supplies very limited. Visit redpillliving.com/timestop and turn back the clock starting now. Your secret is safe with me.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Okay, so the next plandemic is apparently here. The FDA and government is screaming from the rooftops that there is a bird flu that has transferred to cows and is apparently going to kill us all. 1 in 4 Americans will die from this bird cold that got to a cow and is apparently now affecting or infecting, if you believe in germ theory, 70 dairy farm workers in Colorado who were being monitored for exposure to this deadly bird flu virus. As far as I know, none of which have died, so much for 1 in 4, by the way. But the fear porn is going to continue as they build up for another poison. Meanwhile, 90% of the vaxxed population from the last plandemic, whether it be one dose or 20, and some of them are up to about 10 now. Wow. 90% are having deadly heart defects. They want you dead, and if you take the poison, you will be. Meanwhile, in Florida, an elementary school principal, and this is the whole country, folks, who was previously accused of molesting children, has been caught on tape brutally assaulting a student after trapping him inside of a classroom. Young children, folks. We have the creepy new image that I'm sure you've all seen from King Charles III's new portrait. Looks like he's the Duke of Hell, where he's basically standing amidst the flames. People seem to think it's like blood. I've heard some pretty crude remarks. I'm not going to repeat about what it could be. However, if you pay close attention, and many people have, you'll see that there's something strange about this picture, that it stands out, and there are demonic imagery or faces in this thing. If you just take the single photo, there's a half a demon face right there on the right, and if you mirror it, you can see the full demon face. But if you then, and you can kind of see that right here, you see this is, it shows, you can see it's there if you're a pattern spotter. Some people can't see this, though. So it really becomes obvious when you invert into a negative with the image, and then you can see, after you've also mirrored it, you see it right there. Clear as day, there's the little face, there's the bigger face of like the Baphomet goat, and the horns form the wings of this little head on top at the same time. So it's actually a pretty pretty in-depth, shockingly, image that they were able to sort of hide in there with a butterfly on his shoulder for some reason. Which could just be a reference to MK Ultra sex slave mind control stuff, but I doubt he's one of those. Probably had a few, though. We also have the claims of a solar flare, behemoth solar flare, wiping out radio communication across North America. They're testing out their new toys, folks. They want to be able to jam our communications to weaken us so that they can take out chunks of the population when they're ready, and that we will not be able to spread the truth or respond in time. They know that free information is getting out of hand, and they're going to have to shut it down quickly. They're all screaming, shut it down right now. So this is not the sun. The sun does not do these things. This is the government. That's why it keeps happening conveniently for them, and they're just amping up. Oh, we're going to have solar flares all the time as we lose our communications. I do want to mention, by the way, if you haven't seen this article, check it out. It's called How to Get Our Hidden History on Your Favorite Shows. Suggest Dustin Nemos as a guest. Easy. And this is pretty easy to follow. It's got some easy to follow directions in there. If you want to check this article out at thesarahpayham.com, please do. We need your help to promote the show. I mean, I'm unable to do this effectively and do content, so you're kind of my publicists. My last publicist fired me for not believing in the Holocaust, even after I paid him up front in advance. Not a lie. This is the truth. So I need your help to spread this show. I'm kind of the bullhorn, but you guys are the energy that fuels this show, and now you're also the billboards that will help promote it, I hope. And the world has never been more ready than right now to hear the truth about the Jews. So there are many, many shows out there openly naming the Jew, even calling them demons, but they don't have the information, they don't have all the details, they can't connect the dots, and they're grasping for answers. They need what we have to provide, and I want to be able to help them. So help me to help the world, please. This one was funny. I didn't even know that Tom McDonald knew who I was. Apparently, he does pay attention to politics. My shock. Of course, we all know who Tom McDonald is, the most popular rapper in the world, but that isn't much to my audience. Most of them are older Christians. They don't like rap. I'm not a big fan of rap either. But the point is, the reason that I'm interested in rappers is because this guy has more influence over the minds of our youth in the entire English-speaking world than pretty much anyone else in the world, except possibly Trump. This guy is a major cultural icon. He's a mover and shaker. He's the white Michael Jackson or something. I don't know, but he is big. And unfortunately, he went from hard-hitting truth music to Jewish puppet doing a duet with Ben Shapiro in support and in defense of Gazan genocide. So he sold out, and I guess he didn't like me saying that because he has me blocked on Twitter. And I don't think I've even said anything to him. Maybe I did when he sold out or something, but I guess he's hurt, whatever. The UN has also voted in favor of Palestine becoming a United Nations member. This is a big, big deal, and it was an overwhelming majority vote. So the world wants Palestine to be its own member state, and this will, of course, stop a lot of what Israel's doing if it passes, if it happens, and if it's enforced. That's the real question. They have too much power over the enforcement. But remember, they're numerically inferior. They can't run all of the buttons that they need to run society, so they need middle management that buy in to the game, to the con. And when the middle management see them for what they are, time is up. And that's what's happening right now. We also have a Jewish attorney general flanked by the deputy AG Lisa Monaco and FBI director Chris Wray talking about the targeting of far-right extremist type security threats to the election. So you see it's already ramping up, as I reported in the last video. I hope you saw it. It's important, these videos. I only put them out like once a week or once every few days, but I capture the most important things and I skip the drama. But if you saw it, they have doubled the rate of arrests and political persecution of the J6 group that they are taking a bite out of our population with right now. This is going to continue, and they're going to continue to find ways to take bites. The J6 group is just the first. Really, not even the first, but they're the first big bite recently that we've all seen. This has been done before. It's been done quietly through policy, through law, and in regional segments of the population, but now it's being done to everyone all at once, and the world is seeing it. We all sort of know someone who was involved in J6, or we've seen someone who was unfairly treated because of their peaceful protest, especially in light of all of the BLM violence and Antifa, you know, burning down, I'm sorry, so-called wildfires, but you know what I mean, right? Billions of dollars of damage done to cities with BLM, and of course, the largest loss of life forever in certain states, and probably also in Quebec now as well. I think they also had a record loss of life, record damage, and all of those fires, all of them, are Jew fires. Antifa going behind even the police, the firefighters, and setting new fires, trying to get the firefighters killed, etc., in Washington and Oregon, elsewhere, in Greece, everywhere. They're doing this across the world. They're burning us out of our homes, and they're trying to blame it on climate change. We also have the HHS Secretary Becerra saying that they will withhold funds from any hospital, even religious hospitals, that will not engage in and provide sex change operations for young children. So if you won't cut children, you will not get government funding for your hospital. We've already lost most of the good hospitals that went out of business during COVID. Somehow, right, when they're supposed to be slammed and just so busy and people around the block, right, that's what they were telling us. 30-something plus hospitals, I think it was more, I can't remember the number. Many, many dozens of hospitals went out of business during that time because they were not on the government funny money payroll to kill their own people. So the moral hospitals are already gone, many of them. The ones that survived are now going to be struggling against this particular policy change. And what's left for you and your family when you go have a baby or get a broken bone, good luck. God help you. And that's the only way you're going to get out of there without a poison or some sort of, like, you know, child theft. If your kid takes the vax or they force the vax on your kid and then your kid dies, well, they're going to blame you for child abuse and they're going to put you in prison. That's what SIDS is. Sudden infant death syndrome is just sudden infant death from vaccine syndrome. And they often blame it on the parents, put them in prison. Oh, lives ruined because of these evil hospitals. You have no idea the ocean of sorrows, nightmare of horrors. Maybe some of you do. Israel has lost approximately 1,100 people, including all of the fake dead babies that were not burnt and the fake babies that were beheaded, and pretty much every other number that they can possibly come up with, including the people that they killed with their own friendly fire, for example, on October 8th as well, or 7th. But here's the thing. Palestinians have lost over 35,000 people, including 13,000 children. This is not a war. This is ethnic cleansing with people who have rocks trying to fight back, and a couple of militias who live locally trying to help them. And Hamas, that's not Palestine, folks. That's the CIA and Mossad getting together and having a little project together in the Middle East, just like ISIS was, the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, as they call it. And if you think the people in this country, the leaders, are going to save you, the politicians, if you think there's a political solution, just look at RFK Jr. This guy's got the balls to stand up to the establishment and tell them, you're poisoning babies, you got to stop. But he won't name the Jew. And in fact, I want you to see this video. It's important because he is defending the ethnic cleansing and genocide in Gaza, just like sellout Tom McDonald did. Check this out.
You know, I don't believe that there's a genocide going on, and I don't think Israel's intention is genocide. I don't believe there's any evidence of genocide. There is genocide going on in the Mideast, but it's a genocide of Jews and it's a genocide of Christians, and nobody's complaining about it for some reason. And there are much worse wars than what's happening in Gaza right now, but for some reason, people don't want to complain unless it's Jews who can be blamed. The idea of saying that there's a genocide going on in Israel because, you know, people die in war, and that in every war that's going on in the world today, there are civilians dying, and the average death rate, civilian to combatant death rate, according to the United Nations and to the Institute for the Study of Urban Warfare at West Point, is about 9 to 1. In Gaza, it's about 1-to-1. So they've achieved a better, they protected in the most challenging conditions. The Israeli government had, the IDF has protected civilians better than any army in history. John Spencer said it has done more to protect civilians under more difficult circumstances than any army in history.
Support this broadcast, support our ministry, message, and mission to wake people up and protect babies at redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state, and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com, where our specialty is waking people up. Gourmet organic coffees, the world's most powerful all-natural sleep formula with no liver toxicity or brain damage side effects. We have the most powerful antioxidant in the world, which was shown in the Bati study, the famous Bati study, to double the lifespan of cancerous little lab mice, the ones that are supposed to die of a tumor by like year one. They just kept going and going until they had to kill these little things, because this most powerful antioxidant in the world doubled their lifespan. Not a claim. Go check out the study for yourself. It's pretty well known at this point. We have some other really incredible products there as well. Only the best high-value stuff. Check it out and support this broadcast. Again, redpillliving.com and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. There's the Great Awakening books there, too. They're still selling out the last of the stock, but it is going out of business, the bookstore. Back to our show. If you haven't, check out the specs on my land. I don't want to give you the address, but I will for those who are interested. I'm going to sell my farm in Florida. It is 10 acres. It is idyllic. It is paradise if you're not a Jew namer, and it has clean water, unlimited spring fed, very clean. It has a wonderful forest, plenty of shade. It has a food forest for fruit and greens, more than you'll be able to eat. It has fully fenced in interior and exterior. It's a turnkey homestead ready to go for those who are safely not naming the Jews, because Florida is a wonderful place to be if you're not a public figure criticizing this war or exposing who is in charge of our deep state at every level behind every single organized evil ever. It's always them, folks. It always is them. And it's not me being mean. It is the truth. It checks out. It tests true. Test all things. Hold fast that which is true. The synagogue of Satan is pretty much behind every single organized evil that you can imagine. I dare you to try to think of one that ain't them. It is always them every single time. I had to borrow money to get this land. It's in a nice place between Daytona and Orlando. Very rural, surrounded by hundreds of acres of forest. How a couple of neighbors, one of which thinks I'm a Nazi because I tell the truth about the Gazans being bombed and all the babies being murdered. He used to be friendly. And it's 400,000, and I'm basically going to be coming out of this break even after what I've put into it and the time and effort and such. I just want to be able to get out of here and go somewhere a little safer. And I'm not even sure where that's going to be yet. But if you want my land, it is incredible, and I'm sure you'll be happy, especially with that garden. And I think that's what I wanted to cover on this particular video. We went through most of it. And folks, I also want to mention, of course, let me blow my video off back up here. We're 100% listener supported. We need you to help us to fund this operation, to be able to do things like me move or feed my children, because now it's back to me feeding my children again after we leave our garden. I'll have to start a new garden. You know, we were basically eating 90% of the food from our own garden, and it was wonderful, and I'm so happy. I love this land so much. I don't want to leave. Worked so hard. My garden started to get so beautiful, and so I check out my garden channel. Check out Unstoppable Food if you haven't seen that yet. Unstoppablefood.com, I think, is up in some format. I have to kind of make it better, but you've got the videos out there as well on our website at emosnewsnetwork.com. And we give you a tour. I mean, there's flowers, there's butterflies, there's color, there are all bees, there's all kinds of things here. We even have our own bees for honey. But I'm going to have to start over somewhere else, and probably somewhere less expensive, frankly. I shouldn't try to live in this area with my censored media budget, even though I'm very low on cost of living. I should go somewhere I can find more land, where there are not neighbors who think I'm a Nazi that want to shoot my dog because I tell the truth about baby bombing. But I digress. We need your support. You can do so in all kinds of ways, of course. You can donate at NemosNewsNetwork.com. You can support us with our Patriot Christian sponsors, sister companies. I also own them, RedPillLiving.com and TheGreatAwakeningCoffee.com. Amazing products, gourmet and organic coffee from around the world, our specialty at TheGreatAwakeningCoffee.com is waking people up, right? Very cool, right? And of course, one of my favorite products at Red Pill Living is Sleepy Joe. I'm a little corny, but these things work and they have fun names. So Sleepy Joe is the most powerful food-based sleep formula that you'll ever try. It will knock you out unless you're one of those weird people that melatonin just keeps up all night. So some people are like that. Most people, melatonin just puts them out. And it's food-based. It's not going to give you all the groggy side effects and like brain damage and liver damage and permanent grogginess, et cetera, that even the over-the-counter sleep aids will give you. A lot of people are having a hard time sleeping. I've had parents of people with like PTSD who told me, like, we gave this to our son who was like suffering massive PTSD, and he was like running down the street, you know, at night when he would wake up to a loud noise, and we were worried about him, and Sleepy Joe is helping him. Like, I can't make claims, but like personal testimonies that would just make you cry to hear them. And I've had some of those as well, especially from the Carbon Shield 60 stuff. I don't want to plug myself too long here at the end, but you get the point. We need your support. We're 100% listener supported. We're not CNN. I don't have Anderson Cooper's budget. I don't have his hair. I don't have all of the other gay stuff that he's got going on in the background. It's just me and you. This is my home, such as it is at the moment, you know, my office. And I invite you in. I tell you the truth of what I think. And people have taken to that. Some of them taken more, and some of them have taken it and ran with it, and some of them have gotten very angry about it. But, you know, it is what it is. I tell the truth as I see it. And I'm just rambling at this point, so I love you guys. I hope you're all well. Be strong and of good courage. I know this is a frightening time. I'm frightened too. I am. It would be wrong to lie and say I'm not. The scriptures tell us to not be afraid, but they also tell us that this particular time, men's hearts will fail them for fear. I'm proof. I'll see you guys on the next one. Nemos out.